Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, June 23rd, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. How are you? Happy Monday. I hope all is well and that your week is getting off to a tremendous start. I am glad to be back live with you again. You know, it's been a couple of very busy weeks for me, but I made some cool adjustments on the Foxology Today schedule. I shared a couple of treat repeats that I hope you enjoyed. Yes. Well, but now I'm back in the saddle again, as they say, ready to ride rock and roll with this. And you know what? It looks like it's just going to be a great day. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. You know, I just say believe it, confess it, and bless it. And you know what? I guarantee that something good will come out of it, something pleasing, something productive, even some prosperity. Doesn't that sound good? Well, speaking of prosperity, today we're talking about making money. There are all kinds of opportunities to get something going that can bring additional dollars, big dollars too. I have an expert on Foxology today who is going to share his abundant wisdom and knowledge with us on how to make money in business and in real estate. His name is Monty Malding. He's an expert business and wealth coach, and I'm happy to have him on the show today. Welcome, Monty.
Hi, Silver. How are you?
I am fabulous, fabulous. So glad that we could connect and get this done. I'm very, very, very excited. How's your day going so far?
Oh, I'm buying into your belief of believe it, and so I'm just believing
confess
today is going to be better
it.
Than yesterday. That's right.
Uh-oh.
So it's going good. It's going good. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know what? I already know, Monty, that you're the kind of guy that you make that happen. So I'm thinking that you ought to make that your story and stick with it too.
Speaking of a story,
you know, you have quite the story. When I first talked to you, met you, I was just so excited and impressed to hear how you became an entrepreneur. You know, we hear more and more of those stories because they just are just heartwarming and special these days. But I would love for you to go ahead and share with everybody how you got started at age 13. How did you do that?
Well, I'm 42 now. I've got boys now that are 17 and 14, and married my high school girlfriend.
Wow.
She's a nurse. So really, Silver, for me, I was like most people. My father was a union iron worker, and his dad was a union iron worker, and my dad never graduated high school. He got out of high school in 10th grade and went straight into the military, 4 years of military, and then went to the Iron Workers Union. And that was kind of probably going to be my path. My dad's two brothers were iron workers. And at age 13, I asked my dad, How am I going to pay for college? You know, I start hearing all my brother's older friends talking about college, and I played sports and stuff, and so it was just kind of talked about, but really never brought up in our family. And my dad had a very simple answer. He said, well, how you're going to pay for it is get a job. So I did that.
Simple, right?
Yeah, I did the job thing, and my one and only job during the summer was, I was fortunate enough, God had me at the right place at the right time. I was mowing lawns in the wintertime to make extra money in my neighborhood, and I fell in love with that idea, as I could mow the neighbor's lawn and make $35 and mow my mom's lawn and make nothing. So I learned real quick to make friends with my neighbors, right? but one day I was taking a break at a snow cone stand in Austin, and I sat there and I watched the young lady. She was a college student. She was out of Houston. Actually, your dad was a doctor out of Houston. And I watched her make about $50 an hour, the sales. And I thought, wow, $50 an hour, you know, 10 hours a day. I wonder if they do that every hour. Bottom line, I begged her for a job, Silver. And she didn't want to hire me because I was too young. And I basically asked her, if I could work for you for free for 2 weeks, if I don't make you more money, just fire me. And I think what people do a lot of times in life, they're not willing to sacrifice something. And I was willing to sacrifice 2 weeks of my life, you know, for no pay. In the effort, just give me an opportunity. Long story short, I worked for her for 4 years. I moved up in the middle management of the pyramid, the corporate pyramid. And it was a Tropical Snow franchise, and I learned business there. Tropical Snow is a franchise out of Utah, Provo, Utah. And there was a distributor that owned Central Texas, and we would buy our flavors through the distributor. And the distributor sold $10,000 franchises, and that was what it cost my boss to start the franchise, is $10,000. And they had a protected geographical area, and I started just asking my boss's questions. And what I learned is when I went to the store to buy her lunch, she'd tell me, boy, bring me back the receipts. And if I bought gas for the generator, she'd say, bring me back the receipts. And I said, why do you do that, you know? And she said, business owners write off everything. Employees pay their taxes first. Business owners pay their taxes after profits. And so I just started taking mental notes. And here's what I learned in 4 years. My boss made $100,000 a year, and I made $350 an hour. And the harder I worked, I got an hourly pay raise. The next summer, $450. The next summer, $550. The next summer, what do you think it was, Silver? Another dollar an hour, right? Yeah. And I learned if I can communicate to customers, because I was extremely shy at 13 years old, but if I communicated, I brought a tip jar and they would tip me. So I learned if I was nice to my customers, they would refer in more customers. And I started seeing my boss build her network. And she had four locations, and the harder I worked, the larger her network got, right? And so I knew one of the keys to getting ahead was ownership, and I knew one of the keys to getting ahead was leverage, where she leveraged the system. She leveraged the Tropical Snows brand, their logo, their support. And it sounds silly, but it was just shaving ice, but every business principle is the same. Who's your customer? How do you get them? And who's going to support you? Who's going to teach you? So I did that for 15 years, Silver. I am qualified to make a rock and roll, Jamaican Me Crazy, 155 different mixtures of flavors. I'm qualified to do that. And I did that for 15 years. And in 1995, I graduated college because that was important to my dad. And when I turned 17, I went to my boss and I asked her for a raise. I actually asked her for 10% of the profits. And I'd stick around. And what I learned is some companies don't want to share profits, right? And I look for business models that share profits now for my own pain. And I told my boss that I've got to go. What she didn't know is I saved up $10,000 and welded up my own snow cone stand. And since she told me no, she really gave me permission to fire her. I probably would still be working with her. And I went out on my own at 17, and it was scary, and I put everything I had into the stand. I didn't buy a car like all my friends were doing. I drove a beat-up El Camino, and I made some sacrifices. And I did that for 15 years in 1995. I graduated high school in 90. I got out of college in 95, and I built my first house myself. And one of my customers that I had met was a guy named Gary Keller. And what I learned is you never know who you meet and why. Sometimes those relationships you meet, if you don't burn a bridge, you've heard that saying, right? Don't burn your bridges. You know, again, God has us usually right where he wants us, and we just have to sometimes listen. And Gary Keller is the founder of Keller Williams, and he was my customer when I was 19 years old. He'd walk his son through Zilker Park every Thursday night, and I thought, wow, this man has time freedom. I didn't know what he did for a living, but I knew he was one of the only dads that could come and, you know, and walk their son, you know, at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon for a snow cone, you know. And he took a liking to me, and he's a great man, and started mentoring me. And he mentored me in my next business was a glass company in 1995, and I built my own home. And like a dummy, I put all my money into my home and then borrowed money against my home, about $100,000 in equity. I built my own house. And it took us 18 months of sweat equity doing it. It was my last year of college, and we built it out of steel because I knew I could save on the labor if I framed it myself. But with that $100,000 in equity, we started a company called Glass Factory Direct, and we were blessed from 95 to 2000. And here's what I learned with a traditional business before I got into real estate was I had 52 employees. We were doing a little over $3 million in sales. My joke is the gross was great, but the net was gross. I had $400,000 in collections that builders were slow paying us. And I learned that if I couldn't franchise the system and leverage myself and duplicate myself, that that was not a good model. I wasn't building a model that bought my time back. And when you're exchanging time for money, I don't care if you're a roofer, a doctor, a glass person, you have 52 employees that maybe you have a little bit of leverage, but you also have all the overhead and all of the liability. And so in 2000, I made a decision to sell that company to a company called Fashion Glass out of Dallas. They're the nation's largest retailer of glass to builders anyway, like Toll Brothers and Rylan and you name them, D.R. Horton. They do all their glass. We sold that company. And I called Gary Keller, and I said, what would you do if you were me? And he said, learn the mortgage business and the real estate business. And so I got in the mortgage business in 2000. I got licensed in real estate in 2006. And I've been helping friends and family and personal referrals as a business broker. Really what I get to do now, Silver, is help people create ownership in their life. They don't have to have $10,000 to start a snow cone stand. And what I've learned is we usually do what we're taught. I was taught that business, so I stuck in it for 15 years. But now what I do is I get to teach people how to start maybe a real estate business for a few thousand dollars or other types of businesses, and I just help them analyze it, what to look for. And I look for, three key things in a business model. So that I don't find myself again, like many people, entrepreneurs, where I really bought myself a job and I got no time freedom. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
And I don't want to be there again. So I look for different things in business models now, looking back. So
Monty, can you tell us
a
little bit? That's what I was just going to ask you about. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you do. You coach, you consult, you broker businesses. Tell us a little bit so that people can have just a bigger picture scope of what those opportunities can look like for them. I know it's probably a big variety, but if somebody's listening and want to know, how do I get my foot in the door, my feet wet with something like that?
Well, I've broken it down to really what people want, because it started accidentally with friends asking me, I want to start a business, and they knew I owned businesses, and I would break it down to a very simple formula that Silver, I call the lost formula, and I sit down a client and I say, really, what do you want? I didn't want to be in the snow cone business, I tell them. What I wanted was time freedom, and it took me some years to figure that out, right? I got in the snow cone business because I thought it would buy me time freedom, right? I got in the glass business because I thought it would buy me time freedom, okay? And so I call it the lost formula, and I'll sit a client down for free, and if they're a friend of yours, Silver, they're a friend of mine, and I just ask them a simple question. I call it the lost formula. I say, okay, what you really want, and I'll help people, and they'll say, I want to make $100,000 a year. I say, okay, let's stop, and this, some of this is biblical, let's stop focusing on the money. Let's focus on what that would get you. And it's the T and the time freedom. So I make them draw out an L, an O, and an S, and a T. And if you add that up, it would be L plus O plus S equals T. So let's put $100,000 over the T, which is time freedom. And I make them go through a process of telling me what would they do with that kind of money. And it could be $200,000. For some people, it could be an extra $5,000 a year. It doesn't matter the amount, but it's what matters is the journey and how to put the pieces together, right? So I say, okay, what are you going to buy with it? How would you give it away? What would be the first things you'd do? And I find people say, you know, I'd first take care of my mom, or I'd buy a house, or I'd pay myself, I'd get out of debt. And I hear all these things they do. Sometimes it's their church or their foundations. And I say, okay, now we're heading somewhere. So that's really going to get you time freedom to do that. And then I go to the L, and I say, if you're looking at any business system for my own pain, I would tell you, let's now, and some of this is Robert Kiyosaki's teaching, but I put it in something that people can relate to, which is this formula. And I tell them, let's look at the business model you're wanting to do. How much L is there? How much leverage? Okay? And if you can imagine 3 cups of water, I tell my clients, we're going to see how full your leverage cup is, right? Imagine filling it up. And in any business model, and I can now relate to my real estate model, I can leverage my websites in real estate. I can leverage technology. I can leverage my office space. I can leverage the trainings. In other businesses, you can leverage people's story, or you can leverage the owner's, you know, Michael Dell leverages his story. Right? So they can leverage that. So the next phase of it, you can leverage tax laws, right? And the O in the lost formula is ownership. And I say, what do you have ownership in? Meaning, what do you own? And if you're not putting your capital into something you own, i.e. your own real estate business, i.e. your own home-based business, it could be your own snow cone stand, it could be your own lawn mowing business. If you don't have ownership in something, which is basically a $15 doing business as, you're never going to leverage the tax benefits. And I point people to a tax CPA that I follow, Sandy Botkin. As a matter of fact, I use his app. It's $20 or $9 a month if you're a realtor, and you take a digital photo of every receipt. And he wrote a book. It's on Amazon all over, How to Save Money on Your Taxes. And what he talks about is the average person is losing about $11,000 a year in tax deductions because they don't start a business. Could be a home-based business. It could be a real estate business, a mortgage business, right? And without leveraging tax laws, it's hard to get ahead. 95% of the population does not own a business, and they pay more taxes, right? That's just the facts, and you could go, I would encourage people to read Sandy Botkins, B-O-T-K-I-N-S. Go on to Amazon, go on to YouTube, and watch some of his videos. And the S of the formula, if you don't have any ownership, you need to start something for the tax benefits alone. But the S is critical. A lot of people I coach in real estate where they join the wrong broker, and I hear it sounds like this, my broker doesn't support me for the S, or they join the wrong home-based business, and I'll ask them, how many times did you work with your upline? What upline? Right? Well, then you didn't plug into the support. It's not the industry's fault, or it's not real estate brokerage fault. Maybe you just didn't have the right partnership, right? Maybe you didn't have the right support. And support comes in a lot of different forms, right? I also call it a system for the S. If there's not a system in place and support, it's very, very, very hard to grow any business, right? And what going flashing back to my snow cone business, my boss had support of Tropical Snow, right? there was a track record. They knew where to put a snow cone stand on what type of, corner. There was a system in place, right? And if you don't have support in a system, it's really impossible to get time freedom or make money, however you want to call it, right? And so that's kind of what I look for, and I simply put it into those three components, and I say, okay, if I'm looking at a business opportunity, i.e. a franchise, I'm going to look at every aspect of support and leverage I can, because the more support and leverage you can get in the system, the odds of your success are going to be higher. And this is why people that buy a franchise-type system statistically are usually more successful, because there's a proven track record and a system to follow.
That's some great information.
Yeah. And sadly, I'll close with this. What I get to do is help people how to start something, a business, and get ownership with very little to no money. Because these big franchises, if you go to Franchise Gator or look online at Biz Buy Sell, it's tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars to start a franchise. And it doesn't need to be that way. Not in real estate, not in home-based business world. It just doesn't. There are ways to create leverage and ownership without the capital and overhead. And it took me almost 25 years in business to find them, you know, and real estate is the one. Real estate's one of them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's exactly what I want to talk about right now. That was some good stuff, Monty. Thank you for sharing all of that. I want to talk about real estate. Why real estate? You said something the other day that I found very fascinating. It had kind of, thought so myself in an odd way because of my background in it. But you said when real estate is up, it's up, and when it's down, it's still up. And I thought that was wonderful. Because a lot of people during the time of those last years where everything just went like flatlined, people were really discouraged. And it was at a time when I was working and I was determined to still make it work. But tell us why real estate for investing, why real estate for a career? And anybody who's interested, tell them maybe perhaps some fast tracks to tracking to get involved with it, education-wise or investing.
Okay, I'll cover the why real estate and from everything that I've researched and learned, and taking all of this from Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Cash Flow Quadrant, The Business of the 21st Century, and then also taking Gary Keller's, one of his books is called Shift. And so what we know about real estate, yes, it goes up and it goes down, but in Gary's book we talk about it shifts. So when the market tanked in 06 and 08, and it was hard for all of us, your marketing shifts. You go from homes are now being foreclosed, you've got to shift and start working with banks. You start working with banks to lease out their properties. You start working the short sell market where banks are upside down. So you as an agent can shift when the market shifts. And it's the only industry that I know where you can actually stay in somewhat control, right? Right now in Austin, Texas, for example, there's 100 people, they tell us, according to the Austin Board of Realtors, there's 100 people a day moving to Austin. I don't know what Houston stats are, but Texas is still, got a good economy. So that's 700 people a month are looking to buy a home. And there's two things everyone's going to do. They're going to eat food and shelter, right? They are going to buy, lease, or sell some piece of property. So when 95% of the population is working a job, they're all going to own a home or lease a home, right? And then you've got 5% of the population who are business owners, and they buy properties. They buy investment properties. I mean, I have investors that have we manage in our property management partnership with Captex Realty. We have over 150 doors we manage for investors, properties.
Mm.
So investors that have money, when the market is down, they're buying foreclosures and distressed properties, right? And those banks need a listing agent to help get them on the market and get them gone. And so I don't know of another home-based type business where you can go and start. Let's shift gears to education. What does it take to really get into real estate? Well, you hear of all the guys on TV that are saying, come to our seminar, and by the end of the seminar, they want to sell you a $10,000 or $15,000 or almost $50,000 in some cases, how to become a real estate guru with no license, right? Well, that's not really the most economical and best way. You only need in Texas 6 classes to get licensed in real estate. And so what I have learned to do is there's 2 decisions people make to get licensed in real estate. Number one, how do I get my education? Because there's so many options out there, from the gurus on TV to just Google, I want to get my real estate license, and you see all the online schools, right? So let's break down the 2 steps. First, you got to choose your education platform, or i.e. support, right? Who are you being supported by? That goes into my S column, right? And Gary Keller told me something a long time ago. Take advice from someone that's doing it, and take advice from someone who has a vested interest in you to help you, meaning if you make money, they make money, right? That's true mentorship, where they've invested in you to help you. So in real estate, getting licensed is not that difficult. Here are the main options. You can go to a guru and become a non-licensed person and read all the no-money-down books. Okay, I can actually show you how to do that for free. You can actually go get your license in 3 types of platforms. These are all good platforms, but let's say Champion School of Business or Austin Institute or anywhere where you sit in a class. The state of Texas says you need 180 hours, roughly, of education. The good news is those classroom environments are all open book. You'll spend anywhere from $800 to $1,000 in a sit-down classroom. Phoenix is one of them. Classroom to get your 6 core classes that you can look up at Texas Real Estate Commission, and they'll show you the 6 classes you can take from any of the accredited schools. And that's one way. So a sit-down classroom environment like high school. The good news is after one of your classes, the instructor will say, hey, it's open book. Let's pass your quiz. It's open book quiz and test, and when you pass it, you're good. Okay? That's one way. The other way is more seen than not as online schools, where you're still listening to an instructor, but it's videoed. Okay? I had my licenses in insurance and in mortgage, and this is how we did it, is you'd look at a video instruction. Now, those classes are what we call monitored online classes, where there's a pop-up question that makes sure it's you, kind of like a driver's ed class, right? Hey, what's your social, and did you ever own a Cadillac? You know what I'm talking about? And make sure you're there for 180 hours. Nothing wrong with those platforms. You might spend $400 to $700, $800 for 6 classes. They're about $150 to $100 a class. And again, at the end of the class, it's open book. The challenge there is you're still having to sit through it for 180 hours, okay? And let's say you're making $10 an hour at your day job. That's 180 hours times $10 an hour, right? That's still about $1,800 of your lost productivity because you could be at work, right? Now, there's nothing wrong with that platform, but there's another online platform that's been used for years, and it's non-monitored online courses. There's a handful of schools that do it. I happen to be aligned with one that has put over 15,000 students through their online platform. And you can get with Silver directly and learn, you know, what that system is, either into her email box and she'll, you know, connect you to me directly. But non-monitor just means if you want to sit through the class and listen to the instructor, it's no problem. You can download all the PDFs and read the whole book, and then again, take your open book quiz. But if you're a student like I was in high school and college, here's the best analogy I can give you. In college, I learned to network and ask people, hey, who do you take for algebra? And they'd say, hey, take this professor. Who do I take for chemistry? Oh, you need to take this professor. I still got my bachelor's degree, and I graduated cum laude, right? But I knew how to network and ask, who do I take, right? And I like the teachers that would do this. Listen, I'm going to prepare you to pass the test, okay? And here's the cliff notes. You can either read the cliff notes and write an essay, you can watch the video, the movie, and write an essay, or you can read the whole book and write an essay. I like that professor. And I would be the kid that either watched the movie or read the cliff notes, right? Because at the end of the day, can I write the essay and pass, right? The teaching platform may be different. Like I have some students, they have to sit in the classroom environment. Well, that's not me. I can't sit still for 180 hours. I would go bonkers, right? I want to read the cliff notes and I want to watch the movie and I want to pass my test. Because at the end of the day, I need to go produce income and get results. And in real estate, if I don't get a student in and out of their school quickly, I've had students do it silver in 48 hours, finish all their six classes. Now, the next step is they do have to go pass their state exam. You know, 98% of our students pass the state exam the first time. So, in summary, you can take your schooling a number of different ways. You've got to pick the platform that works best for your personality, learning personality, if you will, and that's kind of the education background. I've learned to set up and control that schooling system myself because students need more support. They need their hand held through the process. And a lot of these online schools, hey, sign you up, and there's no payment plan usually. We've developed a payment plan for the students because we want to help people get started in a career. And our payment plans run like, I think they can put 272 or 277 down. I'd have to get you a John, and as low as $67 a month to get their education paid off. And then after they pass their state exam, the next step they have to take in my real estate career is they have to choose a broker. So they've got to choose the right school, and there's a lot of options, and at least I've educated people how to analyze their options, and so they can come into the industry well-informed. And then the hardest part, Silver, is choosing your real estate broker. Do you have any questions on the education and how do you want me to explain how brokership works when they come into this industry?
Yeah, just a little bit. But what I want to add to what you were saying or ask you to add, that we're definitely referencing anybody anywhere because there are listeners beyond Texas that hear this. But the same strategy is necessary if you want to have a career and be successful at it. Those online courses, schools, all
right.
of those
Any
things
state.
Are accessible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we can help you. I can personally help you vet the schools when you choose a school. But in any state in the United States, the process is the same. The online, the sit in the room, and online is definitely the way to go now with technology. And you want a non-monitored course really to save you time if we can help you find it. Yes, ma'am.
Just tell us a couple of reasons why it's so important to get with the right broker, because there are just a myriad of choices with that.
Yeah, and Silver, it goes back to my own experience watching business owners and entrepreneurs struggle. And it is a struggle. Being your own boss is a struggle, especially if you're alone. And anyone who tells you it's not, one, they probably haven't done it, or they didn't do it long enough. But it's like working out. It's going to hurt in the beginning, but after a while, your body gets used to it. And business is the same. And so it goes back to my lost formula, where when you're looking at choosing a real estate broker, the support is incredible. You really, especially when you're new, you're going to need a lot of support. And so there are tons of options. And so some of the basics are you've got companies like RE/MAX, Century 21, Prudential. And when you're looking at these different companies, and then you have small, what we would call in our industry, mom and pop independent companies that have been there for 40 years, and it's just a small office, and it's usually family-owned. They're not tied to a national brand. And so this is just me as a business broker looking at options. I look at things in business where, again, I'm looking at the leverage component. I want to leverage a national brand. So I'm kind of grading every opportunity I look at from that formula, and I say, okay, my snow cone boss, would she have been successful as Kelly's Snowballs, right? Maybe, but I can talk from personal experience. I'd have people drive from San Antonio, or they come from out of town and pull in, and I get to talk to the customer And they say, you know, the only reason we stopped is because we're from Lubbock and we have a tropical snow in Lubbock. And that tells me they would have never pulled in here without the leverage of that logo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I can already, as an entrepreneur, I know what leveraged logo would mean or brand recognition, right? And so I would personally eliminate all the small mom and pops, which wouldn't be a bad place to start, because the good thing about a small mom and pop, if you're going to start in real estate, if it's a real small office, they could probably give you leads that you could leverage, and that would, you would grade it yourself. How many leads can I get from you, Mr. or Mrs. Broker? Okay. And then once you get your feet wet, what is my split? Generally, realtors are on a split, and the first number goes to the agent. So if you hear 50-50, that's 50 to the agent, 50 to the broker. Or I'm on a 70-30 split, 70 to the agent, 30 to the broker. Or maybe you're getting a 90-10 split, 90 to the agent, 10 to the broker. And there's nothing wrong with starting at a small shop because you're going to get a lot of support, but you're not going to be able to leverage a national brand. So, for example, I also get referrals. I referred out people in Denver. Because I'm tied to a national brand, I can call another agent in Denver and get a referral fee. That's happened in Waco to me as well, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you figure out where you fit in there, then the question becomes compensation model. And so what I tell agents when they're going to look at a broker, I ask them to ask two or three basic questions. Number one, if I'm a brand new agent, I just got my license and I found my school, I would sit down a broker and say, number one, how many agents do you have in this office, Mr. or Mrs. Broker, producing $100,000 a year in gross commissions to themselves? The reason that question is so important, because what you're really analyzing and evaluating is their level of support and their level of ability to train others, because you're new, right? So forget all the lead generation, all the bells and whistles that they can offer. How many agents do you have in your office that have started with you that are now making $100,000 a year? I mean, pick a number, but that should be a good number, right? And the higher they say, you know, hey, we have 50 or we have 20, the better the broker, okay? If they say no one in our office does that, then you probably should look for another broker trainer that can support you, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second question that I personally would ask is, Mr. or Mrs. Broker, if I work here for 20 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever the number is, and I build my business inside your business, will you share profits back to me? And if the answer is no, I would look at other models. And that's why I teamed up with Gary Keller and Keller Williams, because I fully understand the concept of leverage and profit sharing. It goes back to my snow cone story. I feel like if I'm going to devote my time and talent, my God-given abilities to train and help others, why shouldn't I participate in the profits, Kelly Ward, my boss, right? And especially if I know there's options that will allow me to participate. You know, sadly, Silver, most people don't know, and that the inside real estate, they don't even know what to ask, and they don't know what their options are, what other companies are doing. And I'm building and aggressively building a team in Houston. I want to find new agents and experienced agents in Houston, Texas, to support this boom in real estate right now. And I'm aggressively, you know, building my personal team. And what I love about it is I get to help others build their team. I just can coach them and teach them and support them through the journey. And all they need is a few thousand dollars to get started in real estate, not $10,000, you know, just a few thousand dollars, and they're in. Now, not everyone's going to be successful in business. I'm a very straight shooter. And what most people struggle with, and half of my agents inside our system at Keller Williams, they're part-time. They've got their day job, and they're doing real estate weekends and nights, which is awesome, because when most people are looking to buy a home or sell a home, they've got a day job too, and they're going to say, come over after work and let's look at what is my house worth, or, hey, I want to go see this house when I get off work. So It's weekends and nights, but what a great way to have a business for very little cost. You sell one home a year, you've got your investment back. Heck, if you're your own agent on your own home, you know, and you buy a $200,000 home, that's $6,000 commission to you, you being your own agent. I just think having your real estate license is a no-brainer. Everyone should
yeah.
have a license just for their own personal consumption.
Certainly makes sense, and the dollars sound good. So you certainly more than answered why real estate, there's just so many opportunities to achieve wealth with it, and that was something that I really wanted people to see. And thank you so much for sharing all of that information. Can you give us a website you'd like to send people to get in touch with you before we wrap?
They can.
I know you have several, but you can mention
Monty,
the one or two that you would like.
Monty. Well, Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, and then Move Up. Monty Move Up, M-O-V-E, and then up.com. has my cell phone right there, and you guys can text me. If anyone wants information on how to get started on career, just please let me know that Silver referred you. I usually only work with referrals. And so that would be a great place to start, or they can look me up on LinkedIn, just Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, and then Maulding, M-A-U-L-D-I-N-G. And I'm real good at texting and calling people right back, and I work through friends of friends of friends, and if you say Silver's name, then I'll know who you are. So I appreciate the opportunity to help anyone get started in real estate, for sure.
Well, you can do a whole lot more than that, and I heard all of that throughout the conversation, and I appreciate all of the expertise that you have shared. It's just amazing. I want to thank all of you for tuning in today, and I hope that this was just as empowering and educational to you as well. I've been talking to business and wealth coach Monty Maulding. If you'd like to reach him, the information is on the show page. I hope you will do that. I want to wish you the best this day. I hope it turns out to be tremendous. You know what I said, believe it will, confess it will, and bless it that it is so. I'll be looking forward to talking to you next time. Be sure you tell your friends about Foxology today. I'm generally live, 11:30 Central Standard Time, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time on Mondays, always bringing you something very positive and productive, something that you can learn and grow from. I appreciate you so much for listening. Make it an awesome day.